You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Lalo Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is sort of the beginning of the real off season in a lot of ways, and so like as a result, people are more, you know, kind of more willing to exchange ideas, be creative, and you know, work late, and you know, sort of be in the same place. So I think that interesting things always happen. There's always ideas or things that come up here that haven't before, which is one of the nice things about the winter meetings. So I think that's kind of how it is already, and I expect it, you know, to continue.
Jed said that like yesterday at the winter meetings. Is that true? You know what happened after that? Kyle Schwarber re-signed with the Phillies, and the Dodgers are going to pay Edwin Diaz $23 million a year to close for them because they need every reliever who's ever played in the history of the game. I'm already mad. Well, this is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. The winter meetings are underway in scenic Orlando, Florida.
Is that different from here? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, but you know what? The flip side to this is that Florida is a peninsula, and it gets really windy, and I hate the wind on the hair.
It doesn't get windy here?
Not the same. As weird as that may sound, like the wind is not as consistent as it is in Florida in the spring.
I will take the Florida wind over the Chicago winter winds.
Not me. I will live here every day.
And you know what? And you know what? The crazy thing about the Dodgers is it's not necessarily that they need all the relievers, but they are going to say, hey, if there's a reliever out there that might stop us later, we'll just make sure they're on our team instead.
They have become the Mr. Steal Your Girl. Like, if there is a reliever that you have thought about, like, even just thought about, you remember last year it was like, oh, yeah, these relievers are available. No, they're not. Bottoms up.
Protect your relievers, everybody. Cubs, hold on to Daniel Palencia. Don't let anybody touch Porter Hodge or Ethan Roberts.
Is it bad that the first thought that came to my head when the news came up about Edwin Diaz, 3 years, $69 million to the Dodgers is, I wonder what the Cubs would have offered Edwin Diaz if they were interested in him.
It would be interesting, though. Like, you look at the Cubs' bullpen. Brad Keller's a free agent. Kitty is gone. We know Kittredge.
Kel Pomflex, yeah.
Drew Pomerantz, the Big Easy. He's gone, free agent, right? I mean, they could come back. Who knows? Your guy, Thielbar. Thielbar's a free agent.
Well, that's Caleb. A big one, in my opinion.
Caleb
Thielbar is a big one.
The other Caleb, as I like to call him.
The other Caleb, yeah. But like by far.
Also has arm strength.
Way back in the Caleb line.
Very strong.
But I'm never, I mean, like, we didn't really know much about those guys last year, so you figure you kind of trust what they're doing with the bullpen.
Or it's a roll of the dice, Grody, and you're saying you can rehab guys, and you're hoping that you can build a whole living room with furniture that you picked up from this thrift store and that thrift store, and that you
like
found
Ben Brown and Porter Hodge and Ethan Roberts.
Well, so Ben Brown is their guy. He's a drafted homegrown guy.
Yeah, he would not be a Thrift Mart purchase. You're right.
No, Ben Brown was a whole investment.
It's a whole investment.
Do you trust your internal woodworking to create the couch that you need, the kitchen table, and the end tables that you need? That's where we're at
right
now.
You can't just like watch a video on YouTube and think you've got this.
Well, people believe they can, though. That's why YouTube does so well.
But here's the problem is that's it. When you don't have enough money, you're trying to find creative ways to get what you need. And I think we're already seeing that. You know, we just mentioned the money is already talking at the winter meetings. And I thought that Kyle Tucker was going to set the market. But guess what? Kyle Schwarber's 50-plus home runs did instead.
56.
Bingo. Yeah. Thank you. I don't want to. That's.
Don't shortchange that.
60% no. Way to 60. That 56 home runs.
55 plus.
Yeah. 56 home runs talks. And you exactly saw what happened. He's already off the market. Even the Pirates managed to get him an offer.
Pirates are like, what if? But maybe he wants to come here?
Hey, no. I appreciate shot. The Pirates shoot being like shooter shoot mentality. Yeah. I don't think that's the case with the Cubs and their approach to offense. Listen to what was said about Matt Shaw. This is Jed Hoyer when he was asked about his third baseman, for example.
I've been surprised by the number of media reports that, you know, like that kind of link us to, you know, to different guys, and like there's zero lack of confidence in Matt. Actually, I would say the opposite. I think that when you look at his overall second half numbers and, you know, kind of what he did in the minor leagues, and I just think that those struggles are to be expected at the beginning. You know, the outliers are the ones that don't have that. So I thought what he did on defense last year was amazing. You know, I think that from, you know, not learning a new position, but like, you know, definitely an opposition he's the most familiar with, and I thought it was like gold glove quality defense by the end of the year. So I actually thought there was a lot of huge positives last year. And like, if you sort of told me at the beginning of the year this was going to be the totality of his season, I would have been like, I'm good. That's like, think that we're going in a good place.
Okay. I understand that that's how he feels. I think the reason people are asking that is because last year at this time, it appeared that Alex Bregman was the apple of their eye and that Shaw would be brought up in his stead. And then Shaw ends up going back down to the minors and then coming back. Does that take away from his second half of the season? No. But is it enough offense right now as a whole to figure out what's going on here? No.
He was a little more apple-y to the eye of the Red Sox, and you could say even the Detroit Tigers, because they offered more than what the Cubs offered to get Alex Bregman. In theory, and this is the problem, right? In theory, if Matt Shaw produces like he did in the minor leagues offensively, they're going to be okay from that particular perspective.
If Eloy Jimenez produced like he did in the minor leagues, he'd still be on the White Sox.
You're not wrong. Well, I don't know if he'd still be on the White Sox, but he would still be in the major leagues.
He's
about
batting
that?
370.
What I'm saying is, when you look at the Cubs, what you don't want this to revert back to is, I hope they outplay the expectations from an individual and then a team level of the backs of their baseball cards. We need them to outperform in order for us to succeed. Because if they do that, that's what got them in trouble 2 years ago. Last year, they just went out and got Kyle Tucker, who went out and put up a 4.6 war. You tell me where that 4.6 is coming from next season that Kyle Tucker provided. If you can tell me where that's coming from, if you're telling me that whoever DHs or whoever plays right field is going to bring that, and then Matt Shaw is going to make up the difference with his improved play, okay, maybe. But I, it's hard for me to imagine that happening.
Yeah, I go back to the fact that that's it. How are you planning on replacing Kyle Tucker, who is likely to get $400 million? How are you replacing his offense?
I think in part, similar to the way they went into last season, they were hoping for, depending on players like to get the PCA bump, to the guys that you have for them to rise up. which brings me to Matt Schaub. Well, of course, Bregman is the known, if you will. There it is. That's what the known means. We know exactly what Alex Bregman is, and we know that he's very good, and we know that he'd be excellent with the Cubs and be a terrific third baseman. You don't have to think about it. But Matt Schaub is a 24-year-old first-round pick in Major League Baseball who had a wildly up-and-down season. There was a period of time, Marshall, I think you remember this, where I did dub Matt Schaub the new PCA when he got really hot, red hot, and obviously I was joking about that. But I guess that's my way to say that I haven't given up on Matt Schaub as a baseball player. Like, it's upgradable right now. Nobody knows what Matt Schaub is going to be in baseball. And he does have some serious skills. The bat, the hit tool and the glove tool are good for him. Is he going to be a great third baseman? I have no idea. But the idea that, like, he's nothing, like, I think that's kind of silly.
No, oh, no.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I think it has more to do with the fact that you can have Matt Schaub at third base, but that means that you have to produce offensively elsewhere. We know.
But you're assuming he will not be good then. You're assuming that he is what he is?
No, I'm saying to replace Kyle Tucker.
Oh, Kyle Tucker's numbers.
Yeah, you have to be good offensively elsewhere. So, like, you know what Dansby Swanson is, right? Like, he's seventh in the lineup. We've accepted that.
The ups and downs of Dansby.
Nico Hoerner had one of the most consistent seasons we've seen in a long time. We know Seiya Suzuki needs help when it comes to protection in the lineup. Pete Crow Armstrong, once the league made an adjustment to him, we have yet to see what's going to happen and how he adjusts to that. That leaves your first baseman, which we think is going to be Michael Busch because it makes sense. I'm tired of seeing him platoon. So that leaves DH, right? Ian Happ is in left field. I'm sorry. I think that goes without saying at this point. So that said, that's where I thought maybe, I don't know, get your bopper, like a Kyle Schwarber type.
There's room. You know? Do you guys officially think the Cubs are not going to do it? They're not going to surprise us with a bopper?
When you fix all these positions, when you decided, like, this is who's fixed here, this is who's fixed here, where is everybody else going? Like, when you say you want to improve pitching and Shota Imanaga accepts your qualifying offer that you extend, there's only so many spots here. So who's making an exponential improvement for you at the place you have left?
Really, the only place when you really look at it and, like, bear down on it to find out where can you figure things out, it's right field / DH / third base. That's the only, unless they trade somebody away, that's really the only, because let's be honest, catcher outperformed its position and what you thought they were going to do last year.
Yeah, do you think Carson Kelly's going to do that again?
Yeah, Reese McGuire, like that's what you're depending on. It's not just somebody outperforming. It's some of those guys just doing what they did last year again. That's the issue here.
I think the Cubs are smart enough to know that Carson Kelly is not going to do what he did last year, and they probably will come into the season. They'll put their team together, assuming he will be what he has been for his entire career previous to this season. I mean, right, that's a smart thing to do.
Okay. I think the smart thing also to do is maybe not give Shota Inaga the money that you gave him and allocate that towards either
it's
a
done,
harder
though. There's nothing, there's nothing we can do you, about it. But like, now we got to talk about moving forward.
That's because you
just
gave
keep
them credit,
yeah.
Mark, for being smart. I was like, how smart do you really think they are? Because I wouldn't have done that.
Wait, I said they were smart? How?
You said I think the Cubs are smart enough to realize that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to give them this baseline of intelligence that, you know, they might not deserve, frankly.
I don't know if it's that. I think they took a risk. I think they thought that somebody else would pick up Shota Imanaga and they'd look slick and get the qualifying offer.
Right. I think we all thought that.
And instead, he got a raise.
I call it a ruse. You call it a raise. I call it a ruse.
I think that's well said.
The whole thing
well
was a
stated
ruse.
By you, Mr. Grody.
Thank you. I love saying
ruse. Do
we
even think they're going to sign somebody who would be expected to hit 30 home runs in a season?
Well, Michael Bush did last year, so it's not like you can't find those guys. Right? I mean,
well, and they traded for him.
Yeah.
But still, you know, I mean, define creativity and define the production that you're willing to have or willing to go after.
Yeah. See, that's the part that sucks is we all have to be really creative. If we're going to think along with the Cubs right now, I guess we have to be creative in our thinking and look who's available and might be open to trade.
All right, I'll start scouting AAA around and see who's out there that's blocked that maybe they can go make a trade for.
Just look at the bad teams or the teams that you project to be bad going into the season. See who's on the roster. See what pitcher is there. See what slugger is there. And that's probably what the Cubs might be thinking.
Or a team that, you know, has made a lot of moves to trade away people like the Diamondbacks have. You know, where they're likely to lose Zach Gallen. They traded away Naylor. They traded away Suarez. And now you're wondering, is Ketel Marte next?
Bring me Ketel Marte.
Bring me Ketel Marte.
Dude, that guy hitting leadoff? You feel better?
They should be.
What position
yeah.
does he play again? Okay. I'm just saying, you can move some guys around.
DCA.
Or maybe move somebody. Yeah.
But you've locked yourself into these positions.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it hard. Coming up next, I don't know what you call this. The game last night between the Eagles and the Chargers was quixotic, confusing, confounding, an NFL game. Jim Harbaugh chose some interesting eyewear. And then there was what Jalen Hurts did. Courtney Turner, our friend who was here in studio earlier, referred to it. So let's examine. It wasn't a double doink, but it kind of felt that way. That's next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.